Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you caught up on all the news you should know about. Today, there's a growing maternity care desert in northwestern Pennsylvania. 8 counties are now without a hospital where someone can give birth. And in the latest News Voices, WVIA's Julie Sidoni remembers Mike Stevens, her WNEP deskmate and a legend of local news. It's Wednesday, January 14th. Let's get you up to date. First, we have a bit more from Republican State Treasurer Stacey Garrity, who hopes to derail Governor Josh Shapiro's re-election this year. Garrity has previously suggested that Donald Trump won the 2020 election, but she revised those remarks on Monday. Tom Reese has more for WVIA.
In 2022, Garrity appeared at a rally alongside Trump, where she said, quote, "We know he won in 2020. Trump, in fact, lost to Democrat Joe Biden. But at a Harrisburg event Monday, Garrity noted that she made the comments at one of Trump's rallies, which she described as, quote, kind of fun things.
So it's easy to get caught up in a Trump rally, but I have to tell you that after the 2020 election, I know Joe Biden was present, painfully aware of it, and I said his name hundreds and hundreds of times in speeches that I gave as the treasurer.
That account differs from the explanation given during her own re-election bid in 2024, when a spokesman said she had been casting doubt on the outcome of a state Senate race. On Monday, Garrity said she would, quote, absolutely not spread misinformation this year, no matter who wins the governor's office. Tom Reese, reporting from Harrisburg.
Thanks, Tom, for that story. Now to northwestern Pennsylvania, where, as of today, 8 counties do not have a hospital where a person can give birth. Sydney Roach reports from Warren County, the latest addition to the region's expanding maternity care desert.
Leaders at Warren General Hospital say they're ending inpatient labor and delivery services because one of their 2 OBGYN physicians is leaving. Hospital officials say they spent more than a year trying to fill the position. They say they used 10 recruiting agencies, contacted 28 OBGYN residency programs from across the country, and reached out to every available candidate on one of the country's top physician job boards.
Trying to find the physicians, bringing them into rural Pennsylvania is always a challenge, but it's becoming more and more of a challenge every day.
Kathy Rapp represents Pennsylvania's 65th House District, which includes Warren County. She says a national physician shortage means it's especially difficult to recruit people to rural communities. Rapp and other state lawmakers representing the maternity care desert wrote a letter to the federal government asking for help, including by expanding the Conrad 30 program. Each year, the program allows each state to sponsor up to 30 foreign medical graduates. Rapp says that number should be higher.
These visas are given to resident doctors who will agree to serve medically underserved areas.
Rapp says the letter also asks the federal government to expedite promised money to rural hospitals. The $50 billion Rural Health Transformation Program was created under President Trump's budget bill, also known as the One Big Beautiful Bill. Pennsylvania is slated to receive $193 million over 5 years. In State College, I'm Sydney Roach.
Thanks, Sydney. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now it's time for News Voices. For this week's episode, I sat down with WVIA Director of Journalism Julie Sidoni to remember her friend and former colleague, WNEP's Mike Stevens. Here's more. You're listening to WVIA Radio. I'm Sarah Cinto, and this is News Voices. Today, we're taking some time to remember one of the most iconic news voices in Northeast Pennsylvania. For 40 years, WNEP's Mike Stevens took local viewers along for his travels on the Pennsylvania Road. He passed away last week, and since then, NEPA has remembered him as a soothing voice, a poet of Pennsylvania's backroads, and a friend to many, especially WVIA Director of Journalism, Julie Sidoni, who joins me now to remember her WNEP deskmate. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Sarah.
So there have been so many remembrances and stories about Mike Stevens over the past few days, and I know you have a lot to share. So what have you been thinking about the most lately?
This one really hurts, honestly. This is one of those. I mean, he was 81 years old. Of all of the things that he taught me and so many other people. And I think what I want people to know is we were friends, very unlikely friends, actually. You might wonder how he and I got to be. He was probably one of my best friends at that station. We shared a desk for 20 years. So I got to see firsthand how he saw life. He was able to find beauty in what most people would pass 100 times over, the very mundane. Was something that Mike could make a beautiful, very real story out of. He managed to touch people really deeply in his time at WNEP.
Yeah, and I feel like you must have learned so much from observing that process as a writer yourself, right?
I mean, all I've ever wanted to be is a storyteller, and he was a consummate storyteller. So we would talk about news, of course. And even on a more personal level, my oldest son, Charlie, was born right around the same time his first grandson was born. So then we got to talk about little boys in our lives and how they changed things. He was able to see me, truly see me, in a way that very few people ever have. He was just very observant, very patient, and a really good teacher.
How do you think his segments with WNEP, you know, on the Pennsylvania Road and the Photo Link Library, all of these things that he was doing, how did they impact not only the media landscape of Northeast Pennsylvania, but the people living here, the people that he was speaking to?
In many ways, and I don't want to bring this back around to WVIA News, but in very many ways, he helped me figure out what to do here with this news team, because he wasn't taking news releases, press releases. He wasn't necessarily following the news of the day. He did something much more special, in my opinion, which was drilled down to what was really important to people. And maybe that was woodworking that they did in their garage, or the pisangi eggs that they passed through generations, recipes that grandmas would teach granddaughters. Those might not be news headlines that most people would think of, but those are really important stories that exist in northeastern and central Pennsylvania. And once people trusted him with that information, people called him all the time just to say all the cool, interesting, artistic things they were doing. And he truly was interested. He wanted to do stories on all of them. He loved this area.
Do you have any favorite stories that you want to share? Maybe things that haven't come out yet?
Oh, gosh, I have so many stories. so many stories. For Stacey Lang and me, we were the corner kids, so I guess I should explain. WNEP is basically one big open newsroom with the exception of a little corner in the back. And when I first got to town, the only room was back in the corner. It was with Mike Stevens and Jill Garrett. They are both gone now. Mm-hmm. Eventually, Stacey Lang, my colleague and current WNEP anchor and reporter, she took the other corner spot. So we called each other the corner kids. In fact, he and I were like Waldorf and Statler, we said, just sitting off on the corner, you know, being curmudgeons and grumbling. I see now what a gift that was. I'm not sure I saw it at the time. And I'm recalling now something he always said. He always said when it was his time to go, he wanted to be in the corner of a room with a full pie and a glass of milk and a spoon. And so I've been eating a lot of pie the last couple days. I'm eating some pie for Mike Stevens.
I think we should all do that. Julie, thank you so much for being here and sharing your memories.
My pleasure. My pleasure. He was a wonderful man, and I hope people here will remember him.
All right. I hope you're feeling up to date and ready for the rest of the day. Find more stories at WVIA.org, and you can sign up for the WVIA News Notes newsletter there as well. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. If you want to stay in the know, make sure you subscribe and tune in every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy your Wednesday, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.